when Conservative MP for Lethbridge, Alta, Rachel Thomas rose in the House of Commons on September 15 to pay tribute to recently assassinated American right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk, calling for Canadians to reject political violence and support freedom of speech, MPs from both the Conservative and Liberal ranks gave her remarks a standing ovation. South Surrey White Rock MP Ernie Clausen was not one of them. In a statement to constituents issued Tuesday, September 16, Clausen, a Liberal, clarified that while he abhors political violence, he does not see Kirk's death as a reason to suspend principles regarding hate speech and discrimination. Over the past 24 hours, I've received many messages from constituents asking whether I stood for Monday's ovation in the House of Commons connected to the murder of American podcaster Charlie Kirk. Clausen said. The answer is no, I did not stand. Neither did many of my Liberal colleagues. In a later conversation with Peace Arch News, Clausen said his statement, also posted on social media, had received more interactive reaction than anything else that I have ever posted. And he said that while some comments were obviously the work of trolls, responses he has received have been, about 20-1, in support of his position. There's been a lot of attention paid to this, nationally, and MPs' inboxes have been full, he observed. In her remarks in the House, Thomas had asserted that freedom of speech is a cornerstone of a free society, and that it means that we will hear ideas that we disagree with and express views that may be offensive. Charlie Kirk was an outspoken advocate for faith, family, and freedom, she said. Many disagreed with him, some were offended. Tragically, on September 10, he was assassinated in an attempt to silence his voice. But Clausen's position is that Thomas's summary in no way told the whole story of Kirk's activism. Let me be clear, I am strongly opposed to political violence in all its forms, Clausen said in his statement. I am also strongly opposed to hate speech and discrimination, which, unfortunately, permeated Mr. Kirk's work. Speaking with Pan, Clausen noted that Thomas's assessment glossed over many of the statements Kirk had made that had caused offense, and some which could have been classed as hate speech under Canadian law. I couldn't believe that Thomas only spoke about what they thought were good things to say about him, he said. The interesting thing is that we receive advance notice of all statements that MPs are going to make. This one was titled, Freedom of Speech, but it turned into a tribute. I felt it had crossed the line. Clausen noted that while a number of Liberals had risen to applaud, many others had refused. It was hard to get an unobstructed view from where I sit, but, looking around, I'd say around 50% did not stand, he said. And every Liberal MP I have spoken to since, who stood and applauded, said they were applauding freedom of speech, not the rest of it. When you're caught in a moment like that, it's hard to make a decision. But my seatmate and I looked at each other and it was clear we could not support it. In his statement, Clausen said that the shooting of Kirk, which occurred while the podcaster was addressing an audience at Utah Valley University, has since led to an escalation of violent rhetoric in Canada. We have seen intensified hate speech and threats, harassment campaigns stoked by public officials, and organized mobs trying to destroy the careers of fellow Canadians. Clausen said the injustice of what happened to Kirk should not be used to excuse or ignore hate speech of the kind Kirk himself used. Ignoring the harms that hate speech and harassment inflict on vulnerable communities means abandoning those who fear for their safety in the face of that rhetoric, he said. I will not stand by while Canadians feel dehumanized by violent rhetoric and threatened by the political movements and actors that wield it.